Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. Three culvert projects planned for Plymouth County this year will receive help from the Hungry Canyons Alliance. All are located in western Plymouth County, one northeast of Akron, another east of Westfield, and a third west of Lamars. Hungry Canyons Alliance will contribute some $60,000 toward installation of drop inlets at those sites in order to control erosion. Each of the projects involve bridge removal and installation of culverts. The Hungry Canyons Alliance was formed to bring financial and technical assistance for streambed stabilization projects in 19 counties, including Plymouth County, which make up the Les Hills region. The Lamars Community School Board has set a public hearing to consider the proposed property tax levy for the 2024-25 fiscal year and the proposed certified budget for the next year. The tax levy hearing will take place Tuesday, April 2 at noon at the district offices. The budget hearing will be April 8 at 6 p.m. For next year, the proposed property tax rate is $9.97 per thousand valuation. That's 17 cents lower than the current rate. In the next fiscal year, the proposed budget includes $33.6 million in revenues and $33.1 million in expenditures. The ending budget balance would be some $500,000 above the beginning balance for the fiscal year. 42 students, teachers, and adults are part of Galen Catholic's Mission Honduras this year. The group left this week from Lamars. Their theme is Changing Lives. Teresa Berg and Ann Olaf are the co-leaders of Mission Honduras. This is the second time Berg is able to join the mission trip.
I'm actually super excited because it's great to see the kids interact and be able to play with the Honduran kids and see a different lifestyle that they live down there.
Another missioner, Spanish teacher Beth Ebert, like Berg, is on her second Honduran mission trip. She anticipates a great experience for the missioners.
It's a lot of work, but when you go on the home visits and you see those families, they're very appreciative. They love to interact with us, especially the children love being around the students, well, and the adults, but it's just amazing seeing everybody working together. And
Ebert sees Mission Honduras as a classroom for her students. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley predicts President Biden's just-released budget for fiscal year 2025 will need to be rejected in order to, in Grassley's words, rescue future generations from even greater economic harm. Of the budget, Grassley says it's dead on arrival, DOA. Grassley, a Republican, says if the budget were to be approved, it would be sure to yield severe long-term consequences, including trillions of dollars in tax hikes, while adding $16 trillion to the national debt over the next decade. Iowa's other U.S. Senator, Joni Ernst, will run for the number 3 position in Senate Republican leadership. Ernst says she will challenge for the position of Republican conference chair. She currently holds the number 4 position in the Senate GOP leadership as chair of the Republican Policy Committee. Her candidacy is part of a shakeup after Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell announced he's stepping down from the GOP Senate leadership. One of those seeking to replace McConnell is South Dakota Senator John Thune. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sleggers.